Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about deciding what not to focus on in your life. And early in the week, we started by discussing the idea of picking your spots. And then we touched on being realistic about what you take on, and then prioritizing what you need to do and when you need to do it. Today's idea is really around, when do you hold on and when do you walk away? Or as Kenny Rogers would say, know when to hold them and know when to fold them. My favorite show is Shark Tank. I love it. I'm addicted to it. I watch it every week. I watch the reruns. There's something about this show that is just incredibly interesting to me. I love the characters on it. Just everything about it is great. And what amazes me, or one of the things that amazes me about Shark Tank, are just these entrepreneurs. They become so emotionally wrapped up in their business or their idea. No matter how bad sales may be or how ridiculous the sharks tell them their ideas, they just simply refuse to acknowledge it. And they make excuses for their sales not being there. They make excuses for things not going right. And I guess the point here is that denial is not the answer. One of the things that's difficult to do, but what separates very successful people from those that aren't so successful, is the ability to see a situation objectively. And by looking at it objectively, maybe that means seeing it through the eyes of another, but not getting so jaded by what you're doing that you can't see clearly. And the fact of the matter is, not everything you do in life is going to work out. And I don't care who you are, how successful you are, of what you've done. Not everything will work out. And if you're on a sinking ship, and your assessment suggests that you're facing overwhelming odds, it may be time to walk away or fold and move on to the next hand. But there's no point in throwing good money after bad. And that's really what it's about. It's knowing when you need to walk away. When we talk about success, we know that it can often be attributed to spending time on the right things. In the end, if you decide what not to focus on, it leaves you more time to concentrate on what will truly get you where you want to go. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. You can find the link at joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher, where they can pull in the show. And if you haven't subscribed yourself, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button. And if you'd be so kind while you're there as to leave a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, make an effort to decide what not to focus on. Pick your spots, be realistic, prioritize what you need to do, and if it becomes clear that things are not going to work out the way you expect them to or you want them to, it's okay. Sometimes it's okay to walk away, but only you can make that decision.